What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
Manny T.
Hey.
Yo.
And we are finally back after a nice little break, man.
That's good.
Oh, man, it was nice. Not going to lie.
I love this podcast, but I was like, damn, we needed that break for real.
It was like summer vacation for us.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, SummerSlam or WrestleMania took a lot out of us.
It was grinding.
Yeah, and it was a roller coaster ride. It wasn't like, you know, predictable like the past. The storylines had me on edge at times. I don't know about you guys, but
100%. I was telling.
We had to give Manny an emotional break. He was ready to cry during the last episode.
Oh my god! Here we go.
He was ready to cry, man.
Hell, I'm looking back on WrestleMania just after Cody won the belt. I said, man, I can't watch that ending still. Like without like trying to hold back. I'm like, because the first thing you hear is Samantha on the thing cracking up. I'm like, oh.
See, I got over that though. I can watch it now without crying.
Yeah. Gotta break down Manny's t-shirt too.
Not me. I'd be like going down Manny's t-shirt. So
don't even point out mine when you got one on too, a majestic one.
Yeah, we'll get to mine later. But we're getting yours right now.
No, so go over here with Manny T, and looking at a shirt. No matter for you explain, I can't explain.
Okay, so my wife and I, we just had our 2-year wedding anniversary yesterday. Hey. Yes, thank you. And you know, I got a little something, got her some tulips, got her an incense and whatnot. We go to leave to go to dinner with all the kids, you know, celebrate as a family. And she's like, hey, reach under your seat. Okay. You know, I pulled up to the gas station, so I reached under the seat and I pull out this bag and I'm like, she got me a shirt for her anniversary.
Like, what the fuck?
I was like, all right.
I got some tulips.
I was like, all right, cool. And then I opened it and I'm like, man, this is the best anniversary gift ever. Yes. She got me a freaking Nightmare shirt.
American Nightmare. That's your fire too.
I love it, man. Shout out Danielle. Hey, I love you.
Yeah, man, that's dope, man. 2 years, man.
Oh yeah.
I was at that wedding. I wasn't in it, but
I was there. Here we go.
Been waiting.
Right.
Yeah. I had my Power Ranger socks ready.
He dipped before this reception started anyway, so don't let him talk too much trash.
Oh, that's very true.
He said, hey, I got something.
I'm trying not to like splurge out of cuz that you got.
There's nobody that dips out of nowhere better than Drew.
Facts.
Right.
Facts.
Like, no, like, man, where'd Drew go? I don't know. Like, hey, he was here. Like,
this man looked at me from across the hall and was like, hey. I was like,
I gave him the thumbs up.
I was like, oh, okay, I know what's going on here. He got a dip before the food's even served. But I had to show him. So we was at the reception, right? Dressed in all black, dripped gold chain. And I was like, Drew, I had the white Vans on. Pulled up the pant leg, Red Ranger.
Hey,
yeah,
it was a real funny moment. This before I left,
right?
So I was there. Matter of fact, I was there for the good stuff. I was there for the dance with the parents. So for him and his mom, I'll never forget this moment. He danced, and I'm thinking this is gonna be like a regular old dance. And then he looks up and go, I said, "Oh shit, shit got real. What's going on right now?"
Oh yeah.
Then that made me realize, oh. This is my first time being at one of these
type of he was a Mexican wedding virgin and definitely popped that cherry.
I just never forget him just looking up like, hey! I was like, what the what? Oh, some shit about to go down. Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man.
Oh, man, that's dope.
Unfortunately, I didn't know Manny yet, so I couldn't be there.
Oh man, it was.
Well, when we get remarried in 5 years, you guys are definitely invited. And I'll make sure Drew's in the wedding party this time.
There you go.
I'll get the trolley.
There we go.
Oh, so also, before we get on my dope shirt, we're going to get Dedrick's shirt.
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, what's up with that? Looks good.
I mean, Melo don't miss. Y'all about to see it on the main roster now.
He did miss.
Sometimes, though, you know what I'm saying? You got to shoot to make it.
Right.
Sometimes it just bounces off the wrong way.
Or completely airballs. I don't know if that was planned.
He definitely didn't airball.
I didn't know if that was planned or not, but he
definitely didn't.
It was like
airball. That was and you about to see. We're about to see it on the main roster. I got Melo Don't Miss shirt, of course, repping my boy. As this episode, we pretty much recapping the draft, and he was a first round draft pick.
He was.
So Melo Don't Miss. I'm ready for the new era.
Miss.
Yep.
Oh man. Oh, I don't even know where to start with this whole new era.
What was your biggest takeaway from the draft? Like, who was your highlight, Drew?
It was still Carmelo. I don't know why. I think where his placement was. It caught me off guard because I was like, wow, that's big for him.
Yeah, first round pick.
I didn't think they would do that. I really didn't think they was going to go there. Or even, hell, even Bianca. That caught me off guard being the first pick. I was happy for her. Oh, yeah. I didn't know what the direction was with her. I know they wasn't going to like screw her over and nothing like that. It was just like, yo, what's the next thing for? And I feel like this tag team with her and Jade is pretty good. So I definitely want to see how that looks in the future.
Oh, yeah. I think they're lining her up for a grand slam.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
the question with that is long term, who turns on who?
Mm. Yeah, I was.
That'll be a WrestleMania moment right there.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to wait a while on that. I'm sure they're gonna play the long game. So enjoy the ride, enjoy the title reign, because they're gonna have them titles probably for a while.
Oh yeah,
but I'm just enjoying them as a team.
Yep. I will say with them getting them titles now, I really do hope WWE does the job. Like, hey, y'all have missed quite a few times. Yep. I don't want to shit on the Kabuki Warriors, but their reign was just like. We knew that it wasn't going to be a long reign.
Right.
They got overshadowed by Bayley EO.
Yeah. They were just placeholders for the time being.
I respect it, but.
And I don't want them to drop the ball like they did with Naomi and
the
aforementioned Sasha Banks.
I'm not going to start her. I'm not going to trash the AEW today, maybe. But
Bruh, let me block a chair shot. In plain view. Never mind. I'll stop.
No,
I'll stop.
Not even going to start.
Yeah, we don't even talk about
what was your highlight? DC, biggest takeaway.
I mean, well, biggest takeaway is going to lead us into a whole new discussion. But I will say, I'm kind of with Drew. I wore my Melo Don't Miss shirt for a reason. So Melo being the first round draft pick, and not only that, challenges the undisputed champion the first night. Like, what better way to shock the world than to face you my first night? What's
right.
up? And even since then too, obviously he lost. He's not going to beat Cody Rhodes. But even since then, you know, he didn't wrestle this past week, but still had a big part of the show in pretty much declaring his name as the first person on SmackDown to declare himself for the King of the Ring. As opposite of Raw, Gunther was the first one. So, I mean, could we be looking at a final with Gunther and Carmelo?
I believe so. I wouldn't mind it.
This a little bit off subject, but do y'all see a rivalry going on with Melo and Cody?
Yeah,
and
so
I just mean that from because personally, just knowing Melo was the guy to help him get back to health after he had his injury. So I was just like, you know, do I see a rivalry in the near future? Or
so to touch on that, I was watching that match. I actually watched that match a couple of times. You can see the chemistry that they had built throughout that rehabilitation of Cody. Like some of the stuff that they were pulling off was like. It takes a while to get those spots down, and they were hitting those spots flawlessly. That's why I made the joke about was that an air ball? Because it kind of looked like it was a miss, but because the way Cody landed and then the way Melo kind of just looked at him like, was that supposed to happen? But you can see the chemistry that's built there. And then for you to say that, I mean, nothing's wrong, nothing's bad with a friendly rivalry. I mean, you guys know each other.
I think right now, I think it's looking like Bobby Lashley is going to be his first feud. They already had that big, you know, back and forth. We thought he was going to be joining Bobby Lashley.
Right.
So instead we're going to get them against each other. And they're now, I don't know if y'all seen, but been going at each other on Twitter today, pretty much back and forth.
I didn't.
Bobby appeared on The Bump and, they asked him about his interaction with Carmelo and he was obviously talking trash. Like, oh, these young kids don't know how to respect their elders. Basically what the hell.
Oh, we're getting this elder statesman.
Carmelo went on there and obviously, you know, replied to him and said, man, I ain't seen Bobby this riled up since 06.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's like, anybody got a VHS player? So, yeah, them two.
Shots fired.
I might enjoy that a little bit.
All right.
We'll see, because I got issues with the pride right now. So, I don't like the direction.
The pride.
I'm over here mad because they lost the tag match the other day.
Yes.
Come on, man. I don't want Austin Theory with the tag title, right?
I'm going to just stay away from that one.
Not feeling, I know this is a discussion for another time, but like low key not feeling either tag team champion right now.
No.
I predicted them right, but like since then, I thought it would be a little bit more.
They've become washes.
I thought they'd be dropped.
Both of them. Honestly.
I thought both titles would be dropped like by now. I thought they were going to lose their first title to fist both sides.
They moved AOP to NXT real quick to feud with a team that they shouldn't be. I mean, yeah, it's got that whole David Goliath thing, but Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
They're not even technically on NXT. They're still on SmackDown.
They're just over there beating them up.
But I really feel like they don't know what to do with AOP right now.
Yeah,
as it did before.
Yeah, and I, like, are we seeing a future release?
AOP's on Raw. My bad, not SmackDown. Because they went with Karrion
Cross. No, actually, now that you said that, that's actually a better switch up to see what happens. Because SmackDown, for some reason, I don't know, they just don't fit SmackDown. No, and I'm not saying they're a Raw talent,
it's because of the, how do I put it, the atmosphere and the, like, the vibe that each show gives off.
Yeah, and each show's different, completely different.
Oh, yeah, and they fit in.
I think Raw would be better for them, so we'll see.
And to segue off of that, the most surprising one out of the draft for me was, and it's going to sound weird, but Kiana James getting drafted.
Yeah. Did you see her face when she found out?
Yeah, she didn't even.
She was legit shocked. Like, yeah. What?
Like, that was the biggest shocker of the draft. Like, deuce. Kiana James got drafted in, the second round?
Yeah.
To Raw, too. Yeah. I wouldn't have expected it. Yeah, she's had great matches in NXT, and her work ethic is nice, but that was one I did not see coming.
Yeah. That's probably, honestly, if you're asking, like, my biggest takeaway from it was the NXT talent.
Gone.
All of that gone. NXT talent, man. Like, you lose Melo, you lose Ilya Dragunov, who won his first round for the King of the Ring tournament, won his first round. So
that caught me off. I mean, yeah, it did catch me off guard.
That match was a banger, too.
I think it was.
I just finished watching it, so I was like, damn it.
Ricochet's promo, though, that he cut, I mean, it made sense why Ilya won.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was.
Is he going heel?
Huh?
You think Ricochet might be going a little dark?
Oh, yeah. Well, did you watch his promo after he won the title?
Yeah.
Man, I was like, whew, okay. Mm-hmm. I like this angle that he's bringing back. Because
he's getting away a little bit from the just Evan Bourne, little fast guy.
Yeah. Thing. And I know they tried to, like, push him to the dark side a little bit, and he really wasn't taken to it.
Yeah.
But this time around, he looks like he's fully embodying that. I'm ready for it.
Me too. I think that's my biggest takeaway, though. I mean, NXT, I mean, like you said, Kiana James.
Lyra.
Who also won her first round matchup.
Yep.
For Queen of the Ring. Dijak was picked up later.
Yep.
In the supplemental round. So that's the biggest takeaway, man. You know, the future, getting moved on to the main roster. And now NXT going to have to figure out how to plug them holes in because they lost.
Man.
They lost a lot.
So yeah.
I think that's honestly my biggest takeaway, and some of my favorite picks, honestly, was just seeing the NXT talent getting drafted.
Yeah.
Actually, this might be random. Braun Breaker.
Yeah.
That was weird. Guard? Yeah, no, you're right. That was really weird. It was definitely a flex by Adam Pearce.
Yeah. I think that was literally just done just to make the draft a little bit more exciting because they kept highlighting anyone's subject to be drafted.
Right.
Even if you just sign, like, all right, like, y'all clearly said that. And Jay Cargill's obviously not going to leave.
It's right. One of those moments we was like, we get it.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. He's I'm a little shocked he's not in the King of the Ring tournament.
So was I.
To be honest.
I want to see what storyline they're building for him, though.
Yeah, because they did tease something. He said, let's talk to my office. So.
Did you see the latest QR code?
Yep. Yep. Did you see it, Drew?
No, sir.
I didn't watch it yet. I haven't.
Yeah, so it pretty much. It teases who's so okay. The rumors are Uncle Howdy coming back,
yep.
Dallas, and he has a new faction. And if you look really close in that QR code, there's an NXT talent in there.
Yep,
Joe Gacy.
Joe Gacy's in it.
Joe Gacy's in the
okay,
QR
I
code.
Did hear. I heard something about Joe Gacy, but I didn't know what it was.
And
about.
Rowan just signed back with WWE.
Yep,
I seen Rowan. That.
Yep,
I was kind of happy about that.
Alexa's back in the training back. Facility.
Yep.
Yep.
The only part of
don't you
like,
dare. Don't you dare.
Not feeling it?
I did not say that. I did not say that. Hold on.
No, did you hear
y'all read my face wrong on that one.
Your face is all
it just been so long, I'm just like, okay, what y'all gonna do with her? Y'all can't mess this up.
I feel like she's one that could pick up right where she left off and not even feel new.
Right away.
Yep.
So like Drew said though, she's someone that I feel like they've gotten away to what she's good at.
Right.
I feel like they kind of got away from that. But luckily, Triple H, more than anyone, knows what she is good at. Vince McMahon, obviously, was always out of touch with some of those superstars. So I think Triple H will be able to bring it up.
Funny you said that because I was talking to someone today, my guy Mike, and I was telling him, I was kind of just explaining wrestling to him and just like, yo, this is a new era of wrestling. And like the Vince McMahon versus Triple H, It's Paul just too opposite. Yeah, I was about to say, but I couldn't pronounce Levesque right in my head. I was like, nope, I'm not going to embarrass myself.
I got you.
But it's like, it's two different eras, and it's so obvious. It's like, I was really going to say this for the backlash, but it's like, I'm sorry to even go ahead of my conversation with backlash, but it's like how the crowd is interacting with wrestling now is very different.
The camera angles.
It's like, I ain't gonna lie, you feel like you're there sometimes watching it. Mm-hmm. That's how it really feels. You're like, yo, this is nuts.
Yeah, European crowds are crazy.
Yeah. Oh. I don't wanna rush to it. I know where this is gonna go. Yeah. I do not want to rush to it.
Yeah, we'll get the backlash, but like and speaking of like the new era, I think this kind of leads us to the next part of it. So we pretty much recap the draft. Not a whole lot really happened, to be quite honest.
Nah, a lot of the same draft picks.
Yeah, and like that leads me to there needs to be changes. Mm-hmm. Like if they're going to do this every year, then first of all, you included NXT colors in the logo.
Yep.
And you mentioned that people would get drafted to NXT. They literally said that.
But no one did.
NXT
didn't even get a draft pick, did they?
No. It was only Raw and SmackDown. Yeah. But NXT people would leave. I think that's one way that they can make it a little bit more exciting.
Yep.
Is people need to get drafted to NXT. Like, the people that are on right now, like, Mia Shane is appearing on NXT.
Yeah. AOP.
She's literally fighting for the NXT Women's North American Championship. She's in that tournament.
Natty had that underground fight.
Natalya. Like, people, like, I feel like people should get drafted to NXT, too.
And you know how they should... You know, order draft picks. Mm-hmm. Let's put the ratings against each other.
Yeah.
You know, that's a change. Hey, whoever had the worst ratings out of the average over the year, you get first draft pick.
Yeah.
I mean, let's do it like any draft pick.
NXT by default.
Okay, so.
I don't know, though, because NXT, they can put up some numbers.
They beat AEW, but.
We get them. No, but
Raw or SmackDown.
I kind of got like a very different idea, and y'all tell me how y'all feel.
Yeah.
I think the draft should still be here, but we shouldn't have it televised. I think this definitely should be something between like the three general managers. Oh. Let's say like a YouTube page or something. I mean, a YouTube post or something. And it's just like kind of y'all just going through the draft of your own. I mean, obviously,
that'd
it's
be dope.
Pre-picked.
Right.
So it's just like y'all just go through it instead of spending time, everyone like, hey, this person's getting picked. Like, yeah, that's cool and all.
Not only am I against not televising it, I'm taking it a step further and literally making it a special. Mm-hmm. Almost like a PLE almost.
Almost like a WWE Day One?
Yeah. Like,
I can see that.
Like, honestly, like, I think that needs to be its own show because a person like me, like, the rest of the show is a dud to me. Like, nothing's happening. Right. I don't know who's getting drafted.
I just feel like it's wasting TV time. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I feel
like the matches waste the TV time because I just want to know who's drafted.
Yeah, if you put it all into one show, like 1 3-hour, like you said, PLE. Oh, that would, I'd sit there and watch it. Just
and like all three shows, and I did love because they're trying new things. Triple H is like so much more in touch with the sports world in general. Like you can tell, like Carmelo, when he found out he got drafted, he's on his phone, you know what I'm saying? And they recorded him talking on the phone like he's like the number one draft pick.
The War Rooms, too.
Yeah. And like showing, like that stuff to me makes it so much more real and exciting. And I think they can, if they continue that and just take it a step further, and I think making it its own show, I think would be another.
And passing out the hats. I thought that was pretty dope.
That's fire.
Yeah, that was dope. Hey, they brought him down. Here's your hat. Or they came out to the stage in their hat or in their color. I'm like, okay, I like that. Fire. You know, so yeah, let's put it in an auditorium. Let's do it real.
Let's do it real. I mean, like,
and I'd buy tickets to it. I'd go to that.
I would too.
Oh yeah,
I would too.
100%. I'd sit up in the balcony for a draft.
They know they would sell it because they sell out the kickoff shows. Like
they you're sell
telling
out.
Me you can't sell a kickoff show, but you can't. You know what I'm saying? Right.
They sell out press conferences.
Right.
Where you know, ain't nothing really you can easily sell a draft. Let's make a day. And I mean, I'm a little biased, but they got the number one sports entertainment commentator
facts.
in their arsenal, and Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
I mean, what other way to hype it up than the Pat McAfee show?
And, like, some of the people as well, like, I know they enjoy bringing back, like, legends and stuff, but, like, you know how, like, the NFL and NBA, how they bring
Former players?
Former players of that team.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. bring back people like...
Mick Foley.
When JBL comes out, JBL should do SmackDown.
Yeah.
JBL is not Raw to me.
No.
JBL is SmackDown.
100%.
And like, bringing back NXT, like, you can bring back current people. Like, let...
Seth Rollins
yeah. come out and do NXT, or Johnny Gargano.
Yep.
Or someone like NXT legends, like real people that... Like, I'm sorry, but some of the people they bringing back, like...
Yeah.
The only ones that are cool is like the Teddy Long. Like, Teddy Long's cool, I guess.
He's an icon. He's a SmackDown icon.
He is. It's like,
every time I see Teddy, I'll just be like, man, if I swear to God, don't he mention Undertaker.
Don't say it. Yeah.
It's one of those moments like, we know you want, y'all want to say Undertaker. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Feel like, I don't feel like hearing that shit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, there's some people they can't bring back for other reasons, but like,
yeah, only like fans.
Let me stop.
Yeah,
whether bring Mandy back though. But.
Hey, Mandy would do a great.
Yes, bring back Mandy Rose. Man.
Just for one night, Eva Marie.
Yeah, there's so many different things that they could do to make it a bigger deal. I know they're trying. They're trying to make it more of a bigger deal, but and even like another thing, take it even a step further, NXT. Should have their own. Not only can they draft from the main shows, but you telling me they don't have like a whole pool of prospects?
You know they do.
On the come up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the NXT level up people that don't even are on TV, or like people that be going to the performance center.
Yeah.
And like are training to be like, let them do draft picks on those people. And like, you can show us and highlight them on the draft. So right. we know more about them too.
Cause technically they like are that. Rookies.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
That's yeah. Cool. That like, would be
people,
dope.
And, like, even people that are signed, like, it's been known for a while that Jacob Fatu's been ready for WWE for a while. So, like, let him get drafted by NXT or somebody. Like,
well, yeah. That, I think that would be dope to, like, see these, like, indie wrestlers.
Yes,
like,
indie wrestlers.
Like a Matt Cardona, Zilla, Jacob.
Yes.
I mean, Danhausen, even though he's with AEW. I love Danhausen. Don't get me
exactly
wrong.
That's exactly what I was meaning. I'm glad Manny said that. That's basically what I was getting at.
Okay.
It's like independent wrestlers that, like, aren't technically signed anywhere. But, like, bro, let them be eligible for NXT. Let Bring NXT pick up some.
I mean, hell, they're already. I mean, I'm not going to speak for them, but, like, they should be in conversations right now with trying to get these indie wrestlers to come into WWE. Not make them a contract, but just like, hey, y'all can jump in.
Or even TNA. They got the partnership now.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You completely right. I forgot. I keep forgetting like, about it's been so many years.
Yeah, and it's wild that they did this partnership with TNA, and then all of a sudden one of their TNA champions was
Real quick.
Oh, huh, hey,
They're trying, but I still think there's – take it a step further. I know Triple H is going to do better next year. I know, you know, they're trying, but I feel many different ways. And I know, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm sure there's a lot of moving pieces that have to happen in order to make all that happen. But, like, just ways, look, that's not my job. I'm here to critique and come up with ideas. We're creative, so –
speculate wildly, as some would say.
That's the way to improve it, in my opinion.
I'm not mad at you, Triple H, man. You did the right thing for me this week.
Yep.
Start the week off. You said WrestleMania going to be in Las Vegas next year, so.
Yeah, Drew don't need much.
Man, I ain't need no convincing on this one.
I'm surprised he ain't bought pre-sale tickets yet.
No.
Or press conference tickets. Yeah.
I was trying to buy my hotel first.
Or got an Airbnb or something.
Like, the Flamingo is calling my name.
Right.
I'm definitely not going to WrestleMania. That's not happening.
Oh, I'm going.
Unless we're covering it. That's the only way.
You're going.
You're going.
Hey, if we're covering it as media,
Dedrick, you're going.
Hey, I'll go on the record right now. I got you.
I mean,
he got you.
Hey, I got you.
We'll see. That's
I was going to say, hey, why don't we make a GoFundMe? But
I can only imagine what them going to be like. Plus, the ticket I just spent on them SummerSlam tickets, boy.
Hey, I heard Allegiant Stadium is nice.
No, I drove past it on my trip. I'm a Raiders fan.
You know he's going to be dripped in silver and black.
The stadium is beautiful, though.
It is.
I drove past it.
I watched
it. Like the real deal.
No, that's the only. I haven't got to get over there. I've only seen it twice, obviously. I'm just like, yo.
Yeah, it's fire.
But when you're in Vegas, you ain't really got time.
Nah.
Right.
Nah.
But with this, like, I don't even mean to go to the Vegas conversation, but it's like, yo, this could be like the biggest WrestleMania week in ever.
Huge.
It'll be the biggest spectacle. I'll say that. It will be like the biggest spectacle.
Like, just the events that could be going around. I'm just like, I don't know. I got to make sure I budget that whole week.
Because I don't have a good time, too.
I can't be broke.
Yeah.
Right.
That's one big thing. I can't leave Vegas broke in 3 days.
Like I told you guys in our group, I don't care what's going on that week. I will make sure I put in before they start, my work starts building the schedule for next year.
Right.
That way, hey, I already got this a year in advance.
I almost put in my vacation for SummerSlam already. I was so excited.
I'll quit.
Yep. I can't do that. I can't do that.
I'll find a job when I get back.
If I come back.
Yeah, if later. I come back.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll be praying for a job in Vegas.
Yeah, we definitely getting ready to. I've never been to a pay-per-view, so this will be my first one.
Okay.
SummerSlam will be. So we'll see. We'll see about WrestleMania.
Bet.
But I know Drew going. Drew pretty much.
He said that he's. He said I'm. I'm
said already I was looking going at, before they even announced it because it was a mention of Vegas already. I was like, yeah. come on, y'all right there, come on.
And if I'm not mistaken, doesn't someone always have an annual trip to Vegas?
Not this year.
Seems like it. Oh, not this year.
Oh,
I mean, I'm still considering for my birthday, but I don't know yet. I'm going back
look
and forth.
Look like that annual trip coming in early,
huh?
You ever did like a solo trip out there?
No.
You ever watch that movie Fear and Loathing?
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell? No, these last 2 years ago was my first time going, so I went back to back. Second year was okay, just had some other stuff going on down there and some other stuff personally. But this third time, I'm gonna wild out. I don't know if it's gonna be this year or at WrestleMania, but it's at WrestleMania. Don't record me. Don't record.
Hey, we'll have to do one of those exotic car excursions too.
Yeah.
Dude, this is like a thing down there where they get like the little golf cart or whatever. Yeah. Oh, dude, I was like driving around Vegas. Oh, I need to do that. I'll show you a video later.
Yeah. The exotic car excursion, it's only like $130. And they give you a $500,000 car.
Oh, what? Shit. What?
Yeah, like.
Look, he's about to stop the podcast. Hey, let's talk about
it. Yeah, it's like you get to like, well, at least this was back when I went in like 2008. It was like 130, $140.
Yeah, it's inflated by then.
I had a chance to drive a Gallardo. What's the other big Lamborghini? They had F1 McLarens.
Dang.
They had all kinds of exotic cars, and it was like a 60-mile down and back excursion, just not driving the cars.
Now I'm about to call one of my homeboys off now because I just realized we like everything you just said. I was like, wait, man, one of my boys had a Ferrari down there. I was like, I'm thinking he dripped in money. I was like, wait, you son of a bitch, you fooled me.
Yeah,
that's WrestleHolics in Vegas. WrestleHolics
25. Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely if. I'm not gonna say if when we go down there, we're definitely gonna record one episode out of it.
Oh, like, yeah,
we gotta do it. It's Vegas.
Oh, yeah. And we'll be on Media Row. I'm gonna talk it into existence right now. We'll be on Media Row, so we'll be there, podcasting. Yeah. We might have to do a daily podcast that week.
Facts. I will not decline that.
I will not. Hey, WWE, look out.
Facts. But let's get to this last subject, man. This past weekend, Backlash. This, I don't know how you guys feel about this. I don't think we really touched in too much into it, but I loved it.
It was a good show.
I literally loved it. And if I could explain it anyway, I thought WWE was really introducing themselves to France, but France introduced themselves to WWE. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That shit was beautiful in the wrestling side of it. I was just like, yo, this, I wish I was there first off. And I always got to keep saying this, but, y'all know I love that Bad Bunny entrance last year in Puerto Rico. That was different.
Jey Uso. Look, did you see his? So I follow him on Facebook and they shared his Twitter post. Did you see the him pay homage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
That's why he is.
That might have topped the Bad Bunny entrance.
Oh man, when he said the Fireflies are back.
Yeah.
I'm looking around like a minute. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Bro, that was wild. And you just see, it was a wave of people. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I play his theme song like when I'm driving to work. Because it gets me. Like, something about it. And I've spoke on it plenty of times. Y'all know where I stand with Jey Uso. That means transcendent.
Yeah. It's a whole new level.
Yeah.
A way different level.
That's why I was so pissed he lost.
Is he entering?
King of the Ring?
No, is he entering
like
God mode?
Oh yeah.
I don't know yet.
No,
I don't. No? I don't want to say God mode because that's a lot of weight to be holding right now.
But look at
compared to what.
Look at the control he has over the crowd.
I was gonna say, I mean, he's getting up there for sure.
He's got not just like national crowds. He is internationally now holding
like,
think
how big LA Knight was like a year ago, and then multiply that by two.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. So,
all right, because anywhere he goes, he can over. You they the wrestlers or what are they like being called now?
Superstars.
Mm-hmm. Even say when Jay goes out, they make sure they're out in the out, not like in Gorilla. Like out on the floor.
Yeah, that's
because they want to feel. They want to feel it.
It's been like that lately with a few wrestlers. I remember Sami Zayn had did it. I might be wrong. Did Randy do it recently?
Priest,
I might be wrong.
Priest mentioned going out there for Cody's.
He did.
He said it on the bump, right? He said he went and stood out on the floor when Cody entered at WrestleMania.
I can't like, do it.
And that's something to tell you what the quote unquote new regime is doing.
Yeah.
It's putting feeling back into it. Like DC said, I mean, man, it's electric. And then to see the French fans show you, hey, look, we know who you guys are. This is who we are.
I felt like
now come back.
I felt like that was like wrestling mixed with a soccer crowd.
It'd be embarrassing us, bro, here in the United States, bro.
100%. That's what I was thinking.
Some of our live events and like seeing these, like, bro, like. And I think a lot of it is just we take it for granted more because we get to see them every year if we really want
all
to.
The time.
Yeah. I hear you on that part. But also, I feel like this might sound crazy to say, but we're shy.
Yeah.
To be like that. Like
unapologetically.
Sorry, but, shit, I
am. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, we never talked about this. So you went to the house show.
Yeah.
What was the crowd like when you were there?
Compared to France, trash.
I can't say it now because trash. Yeah, but
like I be feeling so bad, so awkward. Like I feel bad for like heels that get no reaction.
Right.
Like all right, like it takes that much to just boo them. Like you're supposed to, like where
that's the easiest thing to do too.
Exactly. And it's like we're here to help them, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not there just to watch. Like we're there to also participate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a participation event. So like. The heels are like begging us to boo them.
Yep.
And people just sitting there. Like, when I went to Raw, that was a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Raw in Evansville this year? In June?
I haven't looked yet.
Quit mentioning dates, bro.
Yeah, I haven't.
I'm over here like, oh, can I
go? The Raw I went to last year, though, in Grand Rapids, that one was a little bit better.
Yeah.
Now, it could have been because it was a live televised event.
That's one.
Compared to a house show. But, like, nonetheless, either way.
Well, around that time also, I feel like things were still building with crowds getting to this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, hard to compare the two, but at the end of the day, those European crowds, they blow us away each and every time.
Like, honestly, I feel like after this past Saturday, France really earned themselves a bid for a WrestleMania in the near future.
Oh, yeah. Have we ever had, we've never had an international WrestleMania. No,
I think the closest was Canada.
Yeah.
Is that counted as international? I guess it is,
but I like that's the closest we've ever had. Yeah. We never had anything outside the United States.
Triple H is cooking that up because it's getting so big now. Like you almost have to.
Once that day comes, you can definitely expect every wrestling promotion or just AEW. Hate W.
Imagine.
And you can also tell with those European crowds and stuff. And I mean, not just European, but all the international crowds that they watch the product so much. That they even cheer like the up and coming people to another level, like Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, she like, was getting huge. Yeah, she was again, getting pops.
Like, this is the second time. Elimination Chamber, she was huge in Australia. Yep. And again in France. It's like and she's new. And it just shows again, it's the difference, bro. Like way bigger reaction on there than she would ever get here. And it's like
ever.
That sucks because sometimes, like, in the last few weeks, she was, again, like, a reaction from, like, the SmackDown crowd. And that was annoying me at times. I'm like, bro, why y'all giving her, like, this bullshit reaction? It's like, dude, she's not a bad wrestler. She's pretty good at her promos as well. Like, I love what she does, like, all in general. Yeah. Like,
and she does have a pretty moonsault.
That's my favorite thing about her. I'm not even going to lie. It's like,
I would say the best moonsault.
100%. Because I'll just be like, you know, that she hit that shit perfect every single time.
Every time.
Or even when she in the ring doing
backflips. Wasn't she a gymnast too?
Yep. Yeah. For Team USA, I think.
Yep. Yep. Could you imagine WrestleMania in the Tokyo Dome?
That's fire.
Bro. I mean, we've seen Wrestle Kingdom. Let's get a WrestleMania at the Tokyo Dome.
They'll burn that place down.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, backlash.
By accident.
Backlash was fire, y'all. I had to watch it. Did y'all watch it live? Or did y'all watch it later?
Okay. I was working, so.
I did the same thing.
I was asleep.
The daughter's birthday, so I had to watch it. I actually didn't even watch it till the next day, because that day I was
Take it back. I didn't watch it till Monday because I don't know what's going on with WWE Network, and I hope y'all hear this. But I kept on trying to press it, trying to get on my app. It would not let me go on. Wait, then WWE I come to Network. Yeah. So then when I get
Peacock.
Here.
Peacock.
So when I get here, finally, it finally started working. So I had to watch all of the backlash here at the office.
It's because they don't like your house.
I guess so. Shit, that's my internet bad. Shit.
You got that Starlink, don't you?
I got that Comcast Xfinity. That $45 a month.
You need to switch that Fios, bro.
No, yeah, I'm definitely about to switch now because I'm sick of this shit.
I pay $50 a month for my Fios.
I can use all my internet, but I can't connect my laptop to the fucking internet. So I'm like, what type of shit is this?
Yeah, in terms of the actual like show, Backlash did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, yes.
Because Backlash is never really going to be like a show where a bunch of titles change hands.
No.
Or anything crazy because you're just coming off WrestleMania.
Yep. Yep.
So these people aren't like, Cody Rhodes ain't going to lose the belt. Damian Priest just won the belt. He's not going to lose it. Like, these people aren't going to lose the belt right
now. Which I don't understand why they put Jay. I mean, I get the storyline, the quick storyline that they were trying to work, but man, Jay, it's killing me that they're
They need, he is way too over. It's the same way we felt about LA Knight.
Yep. They both need
they
titles.
They got to do something because, like, no offense, but like, look where LA Knight is now compared to where he was a year ago.
They missed
big time, and they can't do that with Jey Uso.
And we watched it too. That's a fucked up part. I didn't think they were gonna miss, and now we're here. And I'm like, yep. Are y'all serious? Like, I feel like hell, even with Backlash.
I do think he's gonna win Money in the Bank though.
Who?
LA Knight. I think.
He's gonna win Money in the Bank. I think Jay will win.
Way to get back.
I think Jay will win at SummerSlam.
Like, I felt like with that crowd, he kind of came back. I think it was Friday night.
Yeah.
And just hearing them react to him, I was like, okay, he's still there internationally.
Yeah.
He's still there.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the main event at the house show I went to. So, I mean, they're still, I'm just talking of.
And they're letting Solo
still. The reaction is still not where it was a year ago.
No, not at all.
A year ago, man didn't even have to talk. He could just come out and the crowd could do his promo for him.
Yep.
Way more over. So,
yeah. Like,
I just really hope that they don't run Jey Uso too thin because he needs a belt. And if you're not going to give him the heavyweight title, then give him the Intercontinental title.
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry.
We wouldn't mind seeing a Sami Zayn.
Take it off. Take it. Logan's on SmackDown, isn't he? Okay, yep. Then we can't give him the U.S. title.
I know.
Man.
That's where
he needs it.
Yeah.
He might get traded this year. We never know.
And look, let's talk about. So on my way over here, I seen something. And it brought something to my mind. It's. They're proposing the God, the G-O-D, versus the Usos. Now, if you don't know who the G-O-D is, it's Tama Tonga and Tangaloa. Mm-hmm. They're brothers against brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, it all makes sense.
Fire. It does. I'm not going to lie. I was confused at first. I'm not going to lie. When you said God, I was like,
yeah,
the fuck we know Roman.
Yeah, and so it's wild. And then you've got a Fatu leading Haku. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it because it was Rikishi and Haku, and now you've got Solo and Tama Tonga and Tungaloa. Mm-hmm. So are they like? Because I would love wash, rinse, recycle of that. Because when Rikishi went dark,
that was a crazy time.
The man said, "I did this all for you."
Right.
So, and everyone's like, oh, The Rock's really the head of the table. Hey, Rikishi's the only one that's still talking. So, right. Is Rikishi the actual head of this table?
And I remember I told y'all his tweet struck me in a way.
A couple weeks ago, right?
It was about a month ago.
Yeah.
The Rock was still, he was still figuring out his way on TV. But he was like, what do you say? He said, now I see who's really ahead of the table. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
And Rikishi has never like directly addressed the storyline.
Or he'll say, I don't like what I'm seeing, or things seem off.
You already throw a little
snippet. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, I don't like what I'm seeing.
Yep.
On Monday Night Raw after The Rock and Cody did that weird thing. Let me hold your belt, I'll hold yours.
Right.
What the hell was that?
That was paying homage to when they unveiled the belt. The Rock unveiled the belt, and Cody came out and was like, that belt, you'll never touch it. That's why that kind of was like a little funky.
It was awkward.
Don't bring that damn belt back even. I'm sorry. I got to get that off my chest. Please don't bring that back. I mean, I love it for him personally. I love that they gifted him that. Don't be bringing this every event now, bro.
It's a smoking skull belt, bro.
Yeah. I don't. You going to put that belt on the line? You gonna put your little
BMF
gift on
the
line?
BMF. Right. Oh. But yeah, so I want to see the Fatus against
SmackDown's cooking right now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, but that leads us to the final question of the pod.
What's up?
After the draft and after Backlash, after everything is settled, who now has the best roster?
So I got like, damn it, this goes. Let me give you guys like one solid answer. And Manny's over being a jackass right now.
Am I wrong though?
Yeah, I mean you're right. But so really, it is Raw. First, I think I'm biased towards SmackDown though.
You gonna cry too about it?
No, I'm not gonna cry about it. I just like, I think we've gone all these years with, oh, it's always been Raw. So I love when SmackDown is just doing work.
Yeah, and they always have though. They've always been that technically sound show. Mm-hmm. Where you got Raw that does stuff like CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. You just let them run roughshod and it works.
And let's be honest, with SmackDown, it's hard to watch wrestling on Friday. Let's just be completely honest.
Yep.
It's hard. So the fact that they still have us tuned in, they're not putting this on a Tuesday night like back in the day.
I feel like last year, SmackDown was better.
Well, yeah, because they had the best storyline ever.
Now, I feel like they definitely made it clear that since Raw's the 3-hour show, they need more superstars to fill those 3 hours.
Yeah.
And they overloaded Raw because Raw's roster is way better now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think it's close.
But what Nick Aldis is doing on SmackDown is amazing.
Oh, amazing job. Yeah, I think after the draft, like the key people that SmackDown lost that I think is going to not really hurt them, but just make Raw better. It's like we're watching the TV right now, Damage Control.
Yep.
They literally, Raw gets all of Damage Control. Asuka, Kairi Sane, Io, and Dakota Kai.
Yep.
The women's division is way better now. We got Lyra Valkyria coming from NXT. Got Bron Breakker coming from SmackDown.
Tiffy time.
Yeah, I mean.
No, Tiffy's Smacky.
She's on SmackDown.
Is she SmackDown?
Damn it. Smacky time.
But
Smacky
time. Raw, I think Raw top to bottom.
Yeah.
I think it's just too strong. And I think those are the main ones that I take away. It's just, to be honest, Damage Control being added, and you got Braun Strowman back too.
Yep.
It's strong.
I feel like
Ilya Dragunov.
I feel like Raw is the show, but I feel like SmackDown will challenge them still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll give them a run.
Especially when Roman comes back. That'll definitely help things.
Oh, yeah, that's going to change
everything. That next chapter is going to be, I mean, this next chapter that we're in, is Michael Corleone taking over the family.
Yep.
Mm. And not being handed it to him. He took it. Solo took that over.
Yeah.
He looked at Paul and said, losing's got consequences,
Roman,
right?
Roman can't act like he didn't know. He told him that he was going to be the,
the next
tribal heir.
Yep.
Next tribal chief.
Paul. So you can't plant a seed and then not want it to grow. Cause
I just want to know what they're going to do with Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman.
Man, that man looks scared.
Paul, that'd be some bullshit every week.
He hasn't even talked to Roman since WrestleMania, according to the storyline. Yeah.
And the way he looked at Jay.
Yeah.
He wanted to say, Jay, save me.
Mm-hmm.
The way he was like, bro, I need your help. Your brother's out of control.
Man, how WWE has made this story, like, this got to go down. When this all said and done, that is the greatest storyline in wrestling history.
Four years running. Like, running, not
still,
even.
And we're still just as invested.
Yeah.
Like, there should be no debate.
I thought you wasn't invested no more at one time.
Man.
No, it's definitely, I wasn't for a while.
Because I'm finna tackle Dedrick. Y'all gave me hell about the storyline.
No, I wasn't.
He wasn't. There was a few podcasts where he was like, man, I'm not feeling it.
Not really feeling it. And you knew that.
And it was all during your boy's time. I'm not going to lie, because he kind of, The Rock kind of took the wind out of the sails of it.
He did.
And now you got Tama and Tongaloa showing up. And I'm like,
now you're getting new superstars, giving them the, and I, honestly, why I love it now, and Drew's going to understand this, is Solo. This is exactly what I wanted to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because Solo is a star. Like, and I've seen it in NXT. He's been ready.
Yep.
So I honestly thought he was going to be the one to beat Roman. So, like, I've been waiting for this forever. So this is where I wanted to be.
But you know, the story is that the reason they're taking so long with Jacob is they're afraid that he's going to outshine Solo.
Yeah, they did say that in the story.
Because he is so well-rounded.
Yeah.
That he is going to outshine Solo. But I think
what makes him better is his promos.
Yeah. But
Solo don't talk.
But what's also good is he's so good that he knows when to throttle it back.
Yeah.
So he knows when not to outshine him.
Yeah.
Which is also going to make him outshine him.
Yeah.
But when you've been in the industry as long as Jacob has,
you
should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all in all.
And I mean, not to discredit NXT too, because I know we're you know, just highlighting and reflecting on who has the best roster. I would say Raw and SmackDown. Like Drew said, SmackDown's going to challenge them.
Yep.
But NXT's still exciting, too. I mean, we're in the We're in the Trick Williams era.
You miss them together, that don't era? You?
I do, actually.
You
I,
missed them really together. That's what it sounded like. Trick Mello. I do.
That's going to be Trick Daddy now.
It's going to be. Yeah, I mean.
I thought it was Trick Willy, man.
Trick Willy Wonka is what he was called.
See, I paid attention a little bit this week.
I like what they're doing, though, man. NXT is still my favorite show. Like, I'm sorry, y'all, but like.
It's because the storylines are allowed to be so outlandishly creative.
Yeah.
Like Metaphor. They
literally have no boundaries.
Yeah, Metaphor is my favorite faction right now.
Bro. Especially after the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Like, Noam Dar is a wild character.
Bro. Did you? Oh, man. I'm with you, bro, 100%. Like, he literally, Last Legend tweeted last night. She was just retweeting the NXT Women's North American tournament thing. And she said, I whooped that competition or something like that. And Noam Dar was like, whooped. And all cats. Like, bro, that storyline is great. Like, NXT is still, it's still my favorite show, man. They do such a great job on, like, you know, pushing new people and creating new stars. That's what it's for.
Yep. So, and my boy's back.
They're doing their job.
My boy is back.
Oh, Wesley?
Wesley, bro.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
You don't like Wesley?
No, he cool.
Oh.
Look, I'm just thinking, I'm like, man, I got to watch more of this.
Bro, Wes.
I got to watch more.
And it's funny to see Wes there and know Gigi's there and know Gigi's married to Zach.
Yeah.
That was a tag team.
Soap opera.
That was the one tag team that I wish, if man's domestic home life didn't get him in trouble.
I don't think I want it back though.
She's like how I worded that.
Like, I love how you worded it. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not gonna say.
I don't think I want it back. I like Wesley by himself.
Well, so to get a little off subject into indies, Zach has the same exact tag team style in NWA now. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a black partner, and they do the same exact thing with the same music.
Yeah. And Wesley's the greatest North American champion ever.
So. Oh, greatest. Even better than Mello?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh,
okay.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
The way he carried it, though, was nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got three. That's why I love this new era. The draft. I wish they got a little bit more people from the main rosters officially and right. just appearing every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, literally have Ivy Nile and Mee Shin in the North American tournament.
Yep. Yep. Women's title. And Ivy Nile just got beat.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like, I'm just hoping that.
Wait, she got beaten. She was in the Queen of the Ring and the North American.
Yeah, she's in the
and got beaten both of them.
No, not yet. She's in the They just had like the qualifying like combine.
Oh, okay.
For the women's North American title.
That was hilarious. Yes. Sorry,
it was fire.
Some of them girls could not jump.
No.
And then you had Lash Duncan. TV. Yeah, you had Lash Duncan on everyone.
It was so Lash was like, all right, come on, y'all. Y'all just embarrassing.
She had like a 42-inch vertical.
While we got her on the TV, got to highlight Alicia.
Oh, she killing. I heard she's going to main roster.
Yes.
That was fast.
Yes. Samantha Irvin and Alicia Taylor, both ring announcing SmackDown and Raw. Two black women.
Speaking of Samantha Irvin, I seen her on America's Got Talent with her flute trick, bro. Yeah.
She got talent.
She's been killing it since day one.
She's the GOAT.
Ready for this new era, y'all. Bring it in.
Yep. Ready for this new era, man, and just ready for this new podcast episode.
Oh, man, it's going to get wild.
This is about to be a good year for us. Heck, you could just say after Backlash, I mean, this is the new year now, so we are here. Definitely Backlash appreciate both you guys, man. Definitely ready to get the... get the shit running, man. I know we got a lot of plans for this year, so definitely just want to hit everything running.
Our flower is just blossoming. It is springtime, so.
Oh, man. So, man, before I end this, man, I just want to say appreciate everybody for listening. I was going to say some sponsors, but we ain't got them sponsors no more. No offense.
Got to cut ties. We got to cut ties, right?
Yeah, cut ties. Give me. I wasn't paying them. But shout out to the Kaida Lounge. So this is our recorded spot. So if y'all want to come down here and you got a new podcast or got any podcast ideas, definitely just reach out to me on podcast_Drew on Instagram. Also follow our social media. So the Wrestleholics on Instagram is on Facebook. It's on Twitter. Or Twitter/X. We're on TikTok. I need to get that together.
X now. Gonna give it to you.
Oh, did goddamn my wrist.
All right, man. So let me hurry up with this, man, before I end up falling out this chair. So, yeah, man, definitely appreciate everybody listening to WrestleHolics Podcast, man. So definitely make sure to follow us on all these social medias. So, man, hey, I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Mandy T.
And we'll get back with y'all.